1. The Maransha Temple. The presence of a Maransha temple at the capital of an inhabited world is the certificate of the admission of such a sphere to the settled ages of light and life. Before the teacher sons leave a world at the conclusion of their terminal mission, they inaugurate this final epoch of evolutionary attainment. They preside on that day when the holy temple comes down upon earth. This event, signalizing the dawn of the era of light and life, is always honored by the personal presence of the paradise bestowal son of that planet, who comes to witness this great day. There in this temple of unparalleled beauty, this bestowal son of paradise proclaims the long-time planetary prince as the new planetary sovereign and invests such a faithful Lenanondek son with new powers and extended authority over planetary affairs. The system sovereign is also present and speaks in confirmation of these pronouncements. A Maransha temple has three parts. Centermost is the sanctuary of the paradise bestowal son. On the right is the seat of the former planetary prince, now planetary sovereign, and when present in the temple, this Lenanondek son is visible to the more spiritual individuals of the realm. On the left is the seat of the acting chief of finaliters attached to the planet. Although the planetary temples have been spoken of as coming down from heaven, in reality no actual material is transported from the system headquarters. The architecture of each is worked out in miniature on the system capital, and the Maransha power supervisors subsequently bring these approved plans to the planet. Here, in association with the master physical controllers, they proceed to build the Maransha temple according to specifications. The average Maransha temple seats about 300,000 spectators. These edifices are not used for worship, play, or for receiving broadcasts. They are devoted to the special ceremonies of the planet, such as communications with the system sovereign or with the Most Highs, special visualization ceremonies designed to reveal the personality presence of spirit beings, and silent cosmic contemplation. The schools of cosmic philosophy here conduct their graduation exercises, and here also do the mortals of the realm receive planetary recognition for achievements of high social service and for other outstanding attainments. Such a Maransha temple also serves as the place of assembly for witnessing the translation of living mortals to the Maransha existence. It is because the translation temple is composed of Maransha material that it is not destroyed by the blazing glory of the consuming fire which so completely obliterates the physical bodies of those mortals who therein experience final fusion with their divine adjusters. On a large world, these departure flares are almost continuous, and as the number of translations increases, subsidiary Maransha life shrines are provided in different areas of the planet. Not long since, I sojourned on a world in the far north whereon 25 Maransha shrines were functioning. On pre-settled worlds, planets without Maransha temples, these fusion flashes many times occur in the planetary atmosphere, where the material body of a translation candidate is elevated by the midway creatures and the physical controllers.